What does it take to turn a young person's life around before it's too late? To stop a young person from falling through the cracks? That's the question that Top Blokes Foundation has been answering every single day since 2006. Welcome to 101.5 FM's podcast. And now, as the 50th mentoring program in Queensland Government's Kickstarter Early Intervention Program rolls out, Top Blokes have joined up and they are doing their thing at scale. Kickstarter exists for a simple reason, to get in early before the justice system. And the results are real. In 2025, crime victim numbers dropped by 7.2%. Programs like Kickstarter's reach boys aged between 10 and 17, giving them a genuine chance at a different future. Working with schools across the Greater Brisbane, the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast and Moreton Bay region, Top Blokes help young men reconnect with education, build healthy relationships and make better choices. Here to tell us more about it is Rhys Anderson, Regional Director for Sunshine Coast and Moreton Bay. Welcome to the show, Rhys.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me again. It's always good to be on here.
Yes, it always is. Now, Rhys, we're terribly interested in this Kickstarter program. Can you let our listeners know a little bit about this?
Yeah, for sure. So, obviously, Top Blokes, we just got given this year the Kickstarter grant, which is a Queensland Government initiative to, help, I guess, reduce crime, especially amongst youth, re-engage youth with education and training, boosting participation in the community and trying to repair relationships, you know, within family dynamics. And, you know, I guess they're trying to target that early intervention, which is where we come into. So yeah. This particular actual grant is more for our Gold Coast and Brisbane, but we did get something similar for the Moreton Bay last year, so which sort of falls under the same youth justice type bracket. So, so it's, you know, obviously, you know, Queensland's seen a drop in victims of crime since, you know, in last year, and they're obviously thinking, you know, early intervention is the way to go. And obviously we work in primary schools and high schools, where we get to have these, I guess, unique conversations with young men, you know, to try and, I guess, probably steer them in a better path and, and show them show them some direction. So that's kind of what the Kickstarter is about. So, yeah, different organisations have got the funding. So, but, yeah, we were lucky to be one of them.
Yeah. And, Rhys, just on that, how did Top Blokes come to be part of the Kickstart rollout, and what did that process look like?
Yeah, good question. So, yeah, so we obviously just applied like everyone else. I think it was last year, and then we found out, the back end of last year that we were successful, along with, I think, 50 other organisations. And then we actually, we obviously became the front of the media too. So we had the media release down in Brisbane last week, which was cool because we all got to be there. And that came on the back of, I think, they just nominated us to want to be the front and centre of it because of the work we're already doing. So, we got to be with the Youth Justice Minister and, got to speak to media, or I didn't personally, but we got to speak to media to promote what we do, which, you know, we just keep getting great outcomes and we just keep going from strength to strength as an organisation.
Now, Rhys, if somebody out there that has not heard about Top Blokes, give them a little bit of a background and then what you're all up to. Now, you've done a fair bit of that already, but I think we just need to get that message right out there so people know that Top Blokes are an absolute organisation and they're doing some wonderful things in our community.
100%. So Top Blokes has been around for 20 years in New South Wales, and we're in our sixth year, I think it is now, in Queensland. So, you know, I moved up to the Sunny Coast a few years ago and we didn't have any schools up here. So, you know, and now we're, you know, six days in a 5-day week. So what we actually do is we come into school. So we have two programs. We have a 10 to 13 program, which goes over one term in our primary schools, and a 14 to 17 program, which goes over 6 months. So two terms for the older boys. And we tackle the hard stuff. We talk about alcohol. We talk about drugs. We talk about mental health, resilience, anger management, peer pressure, risk taking, what it is to be a man, sexual health, understanding sort of our differences, stereotypes. So we talk about all those things a little bit irky, and maybe parents and teachers sometimes find it a bit harder to do these because of the attachment they've already got. We come in on a clean slate,
yep.
And we work with these young men, and we graduate them at the end. We just work with these same boys every single week, the same time every week. And I've been doing it 4 years now, and some of the outcomes we get are just beautiful.
Yeah, and Reece, this happens in the school? Or?
This is in the schools, yeah. Yeah, so we work in the schools.
During school hours, basically.
During school hours, we just come in, a normal class time. So for a high school to be, for the second period on a Tuesday, we might be there at Moorfield. Well, first period on a Tuesday, we're at Moorfield State High School for a start, for example. And we're there that same time every week for two terms.
How good.
Yep.
And Reece, the guys that come, do they rock up each week? Do they have to come? Is it voluntary? What is it?
Yeah, well, obviously the school usually selects the 12 to 15 boys that are nominated for the group.
Yeah.
Obviously they can come and pull out at any time if they feel like this isn't for them, that it's not forced by anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 times out of 10, I'd say 98% of boys see it through.
Yeah.
You get the old ones going, oh, I'm just, but you know, we've had boys that start a program in one semester, it's not for them now, but then they might join up in the second semester because it's the right time for them.
Yeah.
Because, everyone's at a different learning rate, everyone's in a different sort of situation in their life, so we believe that we're going to meet the boys where they're at, and if it's not now, it could be a few months down the track, and we get that quite often.
Now, Reece, we've talked about all of the schools and how the schools do nominate the children. Tell us a little bit about Top Blokes in Moreton Bay specifically.
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, Moreton Bay, we cover a huge area. Moorfield, Caboolture, we're in Burpengary, Redcliffe, Clontarf, Deception Bay, Narangbar. And the demand's becoming more and more. I've probably got 7 or 8 schools on a wait list down there at the moment too.
Wow.
Which is huge. And that's all, we're a charity organisation, so that's all funding dependent. But, we're booked up for the whole year. Like, we've got nothing left for the rest of this year. So, all those people on the wait list are going over there. But, yeah, Moreton Bay, we're massive, and it continues to keep growing. And even our Brisbane team look after some of the probably on the edge there of Moreton Bay, because I don't have the capacity to fit everyone in. So it's definitely a growing area, and one that we want to just keep, fine tuning and getting into as many schools as possible. But that's only possible through, funding initiatives and all those things. So that's something that we always keep walking towards, to see what we can do to help. Because I'd love to be in every school. That would be the dream.
I was just going to say, Reece, what would you say to a school principal in Moreton Bay who's sort of sitting on the fence at this particular time?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say, like any organisation, whether you're a school or a business, right, I think we have this mindset sometimes we have to do it all ourselves. And that, we've got to lead these boys and lead these things. But having somebody come in with a clean slate, a fresh set of eyes, a fresh product might just do wonders to help back up what you're already doing. Because I don't believe we're the one-stop shop. We're one of many clogs that work together. So if the school's already doing some cool stuff in-house, we're coming in and doing our thing, then the families might be doing something outside for them. Who knows? It's just everyone working together. And I feel like we just bring something in that's different, that goes for a decent amount of time as well. So we're building that relationship with the boys, which I think can really help to go hand in hand with whatever the school might be doing.
Yeah. And Reece, what behaviours are schools in the region telling you that they're struggling with most?
There's a list. Yeah, I think a lot of the behaviours, it's a funny word, isn't it, behaviours? But because, the behaviour is one thing, it's what's really underneath, right? But I guess a lot of the things we're seeing is probably boys wanting to find a space to belong.
Yep.
They're challenged by things online, so some of the things they're sort of coming up with and associating with as being a man is probably not healthy. So a lot of those sort of probably toxic masculinity type traits coming out a little bit. I guess you've got sort of not a lot of respect for themselves or others. Is probably a big thing. But again, behind all of that is you've got a lot of these boys maybe don't have a father figure or a mother figure, or there's not a settled family home. There's lots of things behind all of that. So you know, as much as the behaviours might be there, there's a lot of other things behind that. And that's, again, where we can come in and add some value to create that space to show these boys that, you know, to come out of their shell. And I guess, you know, the big thing we do see is boys just don't want to speak up about their feelings.
Yep.
You know, and that's, you know, we hear that all over the place. But I will say, especially in the past couple of years, I'm seeing a real change in that, where once these boys come into our spaces, within a few weeks, they're locked in. They're wanting to share, and they're wanting to hold themselves to a higher standard to be the best they can be. So, that's why I guess that's why I love what we get to do.
Yeah. Now, Rhys, where do you see Top Blokes in Moreton Bay within the next 5 years? Where do you see you going?
5 years. Well, look, I'd love it to see that we're in every school in Moreton Bay.
Yeah.
I think that would be the what we want to strive for. Like, it would be silly not to say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, you know, even the schools we are in, do we get to see every single boy? No. So it would be great to I guess see every boy, whether it's primary school or high school, throughout Moreton Bay. So at least every boy's at least had Top Blokes at one of those stages, whether it's the primary school program, the high school program, or both. Like, some schools at Moorfield, they're getting both, which is fantastic. So for me, that would be the ultimate. Every boy, every school getting the opportunity to experience Top Blokes.
Absolutely.
To help, I guess, you know, to help the future of our young men.
Yep. Look, Rhys, I think that's probably a wrap for today's podcast, but the work of Top Blokes Foundation is doing genuinely changing young lives right here in our community, and the results speak for themselves. I think it's something like 83% improvement in mental health, 72% reduction in antisocial behaviour, and that's just some numbers. I mean, They're real life-changing situations. Rhys, thanks so much for sharing your passion and the incredible work that Top Blokes Foundation does every single day. We really appreciate your time, mate. Thanks a lot.
And good luck for the future. Thank you very much, Rosemary. Appreciate you. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rhys. Bye.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.